Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes, The Sign of Four, 1890. Dr. Caleb Bolden considered himself a forensic detective, or FD for short. The origins of the word detective first came about in England, 1840, with the development of their police force, especially individuals who were detecting a crime. Detective comes from the Latin word detecere, which means to uncover, discover, or detect. Of course, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's character, Sherlock Holmes, is a famous fictional personal detective in literary history. It was a usual Tuesday, and Caleb Bolden usually left the forensic science department around 10 o'clock in the morning, shortly after his first class at Bolden University. This day, the sun was visible, with a baby blue sky with many circus clouds in the shape of white waves. Taking a deep breath, Caleb felt time suddenly slow down. The students and every living creature moved slower. Caleb had the ability to freeze time in his mind so he could look at every detail. Outside the forensic science building were a large courtyard and walkways between five buildings. On this particular day, there were only around 20 individuals either sitting or walking in the courtyard. Many carried around books, backpacks, or briefcases. Over to his left, Caleb noticed one particular male and female holding hands. They were both in their own little world and not paying attention to other individuals. Caleb automatically deduced the lovebirds had just met. The male was Caucasian, possibly from Wisconsin or Minnesota, with brown hair and hazel eyes. He was wearing blue jeans and a red and white striped short-sleeve shirt. A day of 70 degrees allowed for such attire, especially in April. The young man was in his early 20s. His apparel possibly came from a high-end clothing store or outlet near South Haven, Mississippi. Caleb's observations brought forth a bruise on the young man's left cheek, which was black and blue. Caleb knew from his medical training that an injury with black and blue coloring meant that the event of trauma happened within the last 48 hours. Caleb's adult attention deficit disorder suddenly took over, and his thoughts became a highway of information. He decided to get in a few miles of running around the campus before his next class, which started at 1 p.m. Regular exercise and meditation calmed his mind and allowed him to focus on particular events and slow down the information in his head.
Professor Bolden, campus police found a dead body in one of the upstairs classrooms this morning around 6 a.m.
Caleb was still in a trance and trying to analyze the young couple from before. He knew later some of the hypotheses and answers about the couple would arise. Suddenly he came out of his trance and asked Fish a question.
What did you say, Fish?
Fish became irritated at having to repeat to Professor Bolden multiple times. She usually was calm and collected in any situation, but she had been up all night grading papers for her students. Fish repeated the words.
Bolden University campus police discovered an elderly gentleman dead on the floor this morning around 6.
Caleb automatically processed the time as 0600. Caleb's thoughts became flooded with many unanswered questions. Like, who was the victim? Male or female? Age? Had the local police been contacted? A tear started to slowly run down Caleb's face when he thought of the victim and family. Typically, Caleb developed sympathetic feelings for the victim's family, especially with his own unsolved issues of the death of his son.